From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Disaster relief efforts are now underway in Indonesia after a strong magnitude 7.6 earthquake that struck there Wednesday. According to Indonesia's health minister, at least 75 people are confirmed dead. Officials there also say a mall and two hospitals collapsed following the earthquake, which has left thousands without power. Chad Bouchard reports from Jakarta.
The quake struck off the western coast of Sumatra Island near the city of Padang in the early evening. A mall, two hospitals, and thousands of homes collapsed in the provincial capital. Officials say thousands of people may be buried in the debris. Fire broke out in parts of the city, and the quake triggered landslides that cut off road access. A tsunami warning was issued, and residents near the coast fled to higher ground in a panic. The warning was later lifted. Phone lines and electricity were still down in the city of 900,000 by nightfall. The number of casualties is likely to climb over the next few days. The fault line that caused the quake also triggered the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami that killed 230,000 people. For NPR News, I'm Chad Bouchard in Jakarta.
In Samoa, emergency relief supplies are starting to pour in following yesterday's string of earthquake-generated tsunamis that hit the Samoan islands. According to officials there, the death toll has now risen to more than 100. The Federal Emergency Management Agency says that U.S. military transports are now en route to the islands, and debris has been cleared from some airport runways. The tsunamis were sparked by a magnitude 8.0 quake that hit yesterday. Automotive retailer Roger Penske says his company will not go through with the deal to purchase GM's Saturn brand. For member station WDET, Sarah Swick reports.
In June, Michigan-based Penske Automotive Group announced a tentative deal to acquire Saturn and its dealer network from GM. That deal had GM continuing to produce certain Saturn models on a contract basis for 2 years. But Penske says his company has now terminated the deal. The company cited concerns about the future supply of vehicles beyond the two-year period. Penske Automotive says it had negotiated a production deal with another unnamed manufacturer, but that agreement was rejected by the manufacturer's board of directors. Penske says moving forward without a guaranteed supply is too risky. GM CEO Fritz Henderson says in a statement he's disappointed by the decision, and GM will now be winding down the Saturn brand and dealer network according to previously negotiated terms. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Swick in Detroit.
Bank of America has announced the retirement of its CEO, Ken Lewis. Lewis, who is 62, also plans to leave his board post. Lewis and Bank of America have been the targets of criticism for the bank's acquisition of Merrill Lynch at the height of the financial crisis last year. Since the deal closed, it was learned that Merrill paid out billions of dollars in bonuses to Merrill employees, even as it asked for more federal bailout money. The company said its successor will be selected by the time Lewis leaves. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 29 points to close at 97.12. The Nasdaq ended the day down a point. This is NPR. Officials at the Pentagon are saying the U.S. has begun shipping new equipment to Afghanistan in order to help troops deal with the increased threat posed by so-called improvised explosive devices, or IEDs. During a Defense Department briefing today, Pentagon Press Secretary Jeff Morrell said the first of seven new heavily armed all-terrain vehicles have been shipped from an air base in Charleston, South Carolina. Morrell said the vehicles are, quote, urgently needed as more Americans are being killed in roadside bombings there. A new EU-backed report claims that Georgia started last year's August war with Russia. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
The independent report, commissioned by the European Union, blames Georgia for starting the five-day war with Russia, but says Moscow's military response went beyond reasonable limits and violated international law. The report also claims that both sides broke international humanitarian laws and found evidence of ethnic cleansing against Georgians in the rebel province of South Ossetia. Both Russia and Georgia say the report backs up their interpretations of the war. Analysts say that the report could intensify Western concerns about Georgia's leadership and the stability of the former Soviet Republic, which hopes to join NATO. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
The U.S. economy shrank slightly less than initially expected in the second quarter based on some revised government numbers out today. According to the Commerce Department, the gross domestic product, the total measure of goods and services produced within U.S. borders, fell at a 0.7% annual rate. That is better than the 1% decline that was reported last month, and also better than market expectations that there would be a 1.2% drop. The final revision of second quarter GDP comes on the final day of the third quarter. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.